Yeah, I have a question with you, Chris. When you were in the barrel, which through in the barrel user room the other day with last Friday with Blind Kutek site. I don't know when did you left, but they were talking about the Empire and stuff. Were they talking about they're going to be releasing the C6 and the on their 8 version for the Empire?
Yeah, I was there, I think, about that time that Morris Sloan was talking about that. Basically, if I remember right, it was like, you know, they're not going to go to 5, they're going to go to 6.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I sure hope they can use the same unit that we have. And I mean, I probably can use Skype with that then.
Yeah, nobody knows. We won't know until it's released. Does anybody have any GPS questions that they want to start out with?
I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions when 4.0 come out.
Yeah, I think we put a lot of information out, you know, with these various chats and stuff. So people should be ready when 4.0 is released. One of the things that I really like about 4.0 is the address search. There are three major enhancements to the address search. And the first enhancement is the one that was actually thrown at the last second, which was searching when you're typing in a city. If it's more than 3 characters, it searches not only the beginning of the city, but it searches the entire city. So if you're searching for Rochester in New York, you might come up with East Rochester, Rochester, and a couple other Rochester. So it's not using just the first part of the city name. The other thing is when you're typing in an address, your address and your street, the fields were flipped. So address number comes before the street name. And also that is numbers only for the address number, so you can't type in any letters. And the street name, when you type in a street name and the street spans multiple zip codes, you're not presented with the list of zip codes, you're just presented with that street name, which is really quite nice.
I read that and I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it's nice because like in Buffalo, Main Street spans about 7 zip codes, and I'm able to just put an address in on Main Street, and it's right there.
I'm keeping my finger crossed that this new update will be 100% better and heck of better accuracy getting there and going around, you know, finding the places. For example, it's really important for me, besides pedestrian, it's just as important for me as a vehicle route. My wife, she started driving back in 2001, but never became virtually from in Europe, never been behind a wheel. And so when she's in an unfamiliarized area, she's nervous, and she really depends on me. And I had some failure already a few times, and so my hand was kind of tied because the way the map was reading, and I said it's not right. So we had to go other mean to get to where we wanted to go. But so I'm keeping my finger crossed on the new update that won't be happening anymore.
Well, we hope so. You do realize that the RichMap engine that does all the route calculations and stuff has been upgraded, and we basically skipped, I think it was 5 versions. So we went from a very old version to a very new version, which we noticed a lot of pedestrian routes were created better and vehicle routes made more sense, and they were created more accurately. Also, when you're walking, your headings are more accurate.
Because I don't have to be depend like for accuracy pinpoint. Like some people sometimes get a false sense of security, I guess. They think, well, oh, I got a GPS, it's going to take me right to the front door. Just don't work that way all the time. But as long as it get me in that area, that's what I want, close to it.
Well, I mean, that's just it. People think that it's going to take you to the front door or the back door or the side door, and it doesn't do that. It's a travel aid, so it's an orientation aid. So it's going to orientate you, and it's up to you and your mobility skills to find the, you know, to travel the way that you travel the best.
Do you think the release will come out tomorrow?
We're hoping so.
What's the password?
Password for?
The password, like before, for your MPower or your PK, whatever, you know, your serial number, and then you put in the password after the serial number. I think last time was Frog1 or something.
You're talking on the Sendero site. That password, you know, you should know it, and that will not change from, say, you go from 3.5 to 4.0, and you're using your serial number to log in. What you will notice is your 3.5 maps will disappear, and you will have access to the 4.0 maps.
Okay. I wonder if I should buy my my update to the SMA. Should I go to Sendero altogether to give them the credit, or should I just go to Humanware and buy the SMA from them?
Definitely go through Sendero.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking about the map. I'm talking about the 7.5.
Oh, I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, I'll go to Sendero, give them the business.
And Albert, actually, when I came in, I heard about the Classic, and I just wanted to make a statement that we couldn't support the Classic because it was way too slow. The CPU on the Classic and the RAM on the Classic, you could basically recalculate your route twice and the machine would crash because of the overload, and it would take about, say you did X for intersection, it would take about 6 to 10 seconds to get that information. So unfortunately, that it would have been a disservice to say, okay, well, let's put the 4.0 on the Classic.
Well, I understand that, Chris. The only thing that kind of torques me off a little bit is that somehow I get the sense that you've done all this testing and all this testing and all this testing, but you didn't find out until the middle of June that it wasn't going to work on the Classic. So I understand. I don't understand that. And that was what I found out was in Atlanta when I came to the booth and discovered, lo and behold, that it wasn't going to work on my Classic, when in fact I had been told as recently as 2 to 3 weeks previous to that that it would. That's the thing that kind of torques me off a little bit, but you know, I know that I need to upgrade my Classic to an M-Power. It's just simply that the reason simply can't do it at the moment because I have moved, and that's a personal financial thing. I understand that, but I wish there had been a little bit more follow-up or something to have found out that this wasn't going to work on the older units before you did.
Yes, I absolutely understand how you feel about that, and apologize for you know, people not knowing beforehand that we weren't going to support the Classic. We were trying and trying and trying, but unfortunately it just couldn't be done, and that's why we kind of waited so long. I mean, I have a M-Power, a PK, and a Classic sitting right now on my desk, so.
I say as a consumer, like him, I was because
I don't know whether I dropped out or whether there's a bad connection or just what happened, but he just went away all of a sudden.
Something happened. You hear me now?
We can hear you now.
I wanted to say that who he bought it from, I think they should, because of this, because it's not that old at all, that they should credit 100% toward the trade-in, to upgrade the system.
I bought the GPS from Sendero, the classic that I've had, and I may be too close to the mic, I've had for 3 years, and I got that elsewhere. So it's not a new, it's a complex thing. I got to go for a minute. We got somebody at the door, but I'll be listening.
Hello, Sue.
Hi. I thought I didn't think it went when I pushed it before.
Yeah, I don't think it did, but it's working now. I can hear you.
Can you tell me how to get it to keep from JAWS to keep telling me all the percentages?
I should do a JAWS insert control and V key for JAWS velocity, and then hit P for percentage and tab to off or off or something like that. Just enter and it'll stop that temporarily. I take that back. Do an insert V for Victor. And then do an insert V for Victor and hit P till it'll say progress bar announcement.
Got it. I did it. Thanks for your help.
And if you want to make it more permanent, you would go into the configuration manager and then go to set user options and toggle it off there and then hit enter, and then it would save. You'd have to do control S to save that file, and then whenever you come into the chat, it would turn the progress bars off by default.
Okay, good. Thanks.
That's a wonderful idea. I'll probably do that too. I'm back and I'm listening still.
And then I see some people are new in here too, so in the TC5 conference, when you're in this room, you open your menu key, right arrow, left arrow to help, up arrow to accessibility, and then right arrow to accessibility submenu, right arrow, and you get to, I can't think of the name, but you get into another submenu, but then down arrow to SAFI configuration. You can go in there and you can bring up like 3, 4, 5, 6, the volume level, enter to okay, and then again go back in your menu and go back to help and go back in there again and down arrow and then check who come in and who leave. This way you can tell who come in and going.
Thanks.
That's part of the conferencing software, so that's not dependent on the screen reader.
Yeah, it worked with JAWS, ZoomTech, WindowEye, even if you don't have none of those programs in just Windows, it got its own speech.
Okay, I'm not sure if I've been in here since I downloaded the new software. I came in one time, nobody was there. I guess I came in late. I couldn't get in because I didn't have the password, and I did today. So, and then I haven't been around too often on Sunday afternoon at this time, so I haven't had a chance to come in and see what's going on.
Also, what we did too for the chat archives, we have two links for each archive, one to stream it and one to actually download the show.
Is that on the website?
Yes, it's right under where you enter, where it says enter chat room or enter the room. If you keep going down, you'll see the weekly archive chat sessions, like from June 30th, the June 1st, July 8th. So you can actually listen to different archives that have been, or chat sessions that have been posted.
Okay, fine. I'm glad to know where that was. I knew they had them, but I didn't quite have the correct link to get to them.
Yeah, when you go to senderogroup.com/chat and you just keep going down the page, you know, underneath the enter chat room, don't enter on that link, but keep going down and you'll find them.
One of the things I've noticed is that there's an awful lot of, and I've downloaded, I think, all the chat things that there are through the first part of February. There's an awful lot of variation in the mic levels that people have. Is there any way to, I understand we all ought to be about the same level, Hopefully. I know we're not, because some of you, Jerry, for example, is coming blasting through, and then I can't hear anybody else unless I come in here and turn it up. But is there a way in the process of archiving that to equalize the audio level of all the participants in that particular session?
It's a good question. It probably can be done running it through an audio editor.
Yeah, it doesn't like go away. Am I too loud?
Well, you're better now, Jerry, but you were blasting through it, and I couldn't hardly hear anybody else, so you might want to turn yours down a percent or two, too. But if I would find, and I don't know about other people, but it would be very helpful to me at least, to if there are a way simply, I don't want to put anybody to a lot of trouble, but if there were a simple method or a simple way to even that volume out of all the participants in the chat rooms, recording sessions or archive sessions, because one person will be very loud, and then the next person will be very soft, and the next person will be, and you consistently are riding the volume control, and it you wear it out.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll look into it and see what can be done.
Chris, you're a good man. And on that note, I'm going to leave the group here tonight. My dinner is here, and I think I'd rather eat than do anything else. So we'll see you all another day, and I am learning a lot about this GPS. And Chris, we've talked on the phone a couple of times in the recent past about when I first got my system in April, when I was up in Northern Virginia. You were kind enough to call me and help me out with a couple of things, and that has worked out really well. I think I'm beginning to get a handle on this 3.51, so it's what I have, and it's working, and I'm not displeased with it. So I don't want you to think that I'm mad at everybody, because I don't mean to be. I'm just a little frustrated at the way things have turned out and with this new upgrade, and that all we've heard is 4.0, 4.0, 4.0, and for the moment, I can't have it. See y'all next week.
Have a good one.
What happened to...
Mary Ellen Earls has left the room.
What happened to Charles?
Don't know. Night off, I guess. One of the things I like to do with my GPS is when you go to like certain people's houses and stuff, like family members that are out of town... they come in for a visit, they really think it's cool that you can virtually put yourself in their state, their city, their address, and tell them what streets, you know, are around their house. Not only that, but what direction you'd be going and the orientation of the street, meaning if the street is on the left side of the current street or the right side of the current street or the different businesses that are around. I did it last weekend, actually, and the one person says, well, some animal shelter was about 400 or 500 feet from her house. And she says, that's where my dogs are.
Yeah, I play around with that feature.
Actually, too, I've done things where I've been standing in establishments waiting for cabs to come, and actually the one day... I was eavesdropping on a conversation where there were two people, and they were on the cell phone trying to get a number to a restaurant that they wanted to go to, and the information person on the other end had no idea what they were talking about, and I just pulled the number up. I says, "Are you guys looking for this particular number?" And they says, "Yeah." I says, "Well, here it is," and gave it to them. So that was really cool too.
Yeah, they're looking at you strangely, boy.
I'm sure they were, and they're probably thinking, how did he know this?
I have a neighbor that I finally stopped talking to, you know, I kind of just mind my own business, but he's about 78 years old. But he said, "Oh, if you could see that over there, or about this, or you could see this over there, or you can see that, or, oh, you haven't seen that, but over there..." Or, you know, always something like that. I always tell them, look, trust me, I know, just tell me, I'll know. Because, hey, I told them, I know just as much what's going on around here as sight of people, you know. And because you know that's just that. I've been walking the neighborhood with the other GPS because this one doesn't work until I get to 4.0 for my neighborhood. But I was getting all the street names. Now, when I get the 4.0, I'll be walking this neighborhood with that one, and I'm sure it's gonna be much, much, much better. And I'm gonna learn all the street and the side street and the other street and create some points of interest. And I'm raring to go, man. I'm sitting here and I'm on the driver's seat, waiting for that 4.0.
Well, you know, the thing is, if you think about it, you actually have more access in some instances than a sighted person, because you are getting some businesses that are maybe ran out of somebody's home, whereas, you know, a sighted person driving down the street isn't going to know that. And there are actually a couple that are not too far from my house that, you know, you could just tell by their names that they're businesses that are ran out of people's homes. So you have that as well.
You know, you're right. I didn't think about that, but you are right. I found that out where we're in California, where my mother lived, and I was checking out her area, and it was, that's not there, you know. And there's a lot of business around her. It's a residential area.
Depending on how fast in the car you're going, they might not see the business that you're telling them about. You know, it might be a few hundred feet away, and it might even be a block away. On your right side or your left side, so it's just entertaining too.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Well, I'll be using it quite a bit when I go to New Mexico, and I'll take it to me when I go to Romania. I have to create point of interest there. I'll be interested too when I'm in Romania and open up Texas and find out how many miles it is from where I'm at, because I know I won't have a map, but it will tell me how far it is from where I'm standing and where Texas will be.
Yeah, all you really need to do is open up a route that you know that's in Texas and do that in virtual mode. And then once you do that, that route would be your virtual position, so then you can get a distance to virtual, and it would tell you that.
When I was in the airplane, the map worked. It said I was over Boulder City, Nevada, and I kind of had to close out of there and come back in for to get the reading, but it gave some pretty good. I knew when I was going from state to state.
You know, I've actually never done it. Never had the never done the GPS on an airplane.
Just make sure you have the Holic with you. Once you get a fix, that it worked pretty good. I've used the, you know, between the Sendero and the Tricker. I put the Holic Slim 236 on the Tricker. Boy, that thing uploaded, found a fix, and read like the Holic read 4 satellite, 5 satellite. The Tracker. I mean, was there with the Royal Tech? Well, and then when I put the Tracker on, it reads 7, 8, 9 satellite. always read much better, quicker, more accurate.
Yeah, that Holix is a hot little receiver. The GP Slim 236, and also with the modification that we have to turn on the static navigation, which means the receiver will work at speeds under 2 miles per hour. It will track you. If you're getting flaky results, maybe that's why. If you buy a GP Slim 236 on the internet or wherever, it's not going to have that static navigation enabled. So you're not going to be able to. It's going to tell you you're not moving when you're walking down the street at a speed under 2 miles an hour.
That's when they first got to 236, they put that setting in, right?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Well, earlier when you were talking about businesses run right out of homes, my neighbor has his business where he does consulting and does training for safety. Anyway, I was real surprised that it was listed when I first got my GPS and was trying it out.
It's their server is working pretty lousy tonight.
Chris, we can't hear you. I cleared you twice because it said you were talking, and all we heard was static.
If you have a question and you want to speak, you can do an F8 in the edit field and then type in what you want to say and then enter, and then Chris can read read the F9 and go up and down and read the edit field.
As far as answering your question about multi-destinations, that is on our wish list.
Okay, they got the new new update now. What's going to be for the 4.1 or the 4.5?
Good question.
Give me an answer.
Don't have one. Come on, Jerry, we got to get 4.0 out the door first. Yes.
All right, what world Mike is in now? Where is he at now?
What world is he in? He's somewhere on this globe. He will be making his way to Site Village in the UK in the next day or two.
Okay. He's always somewhere on the planet.
Yep, he is.
Well, my wife and I were using a frequent flyer mile. We're going business class this time to Romania. That'll be fun. Then we'll stop over for a couple of days in Munich and then shoot back home.
Cool. So have you ever used the GPS without the maps, or will that be a first experience for you?
It'll be my first experience, and I'm going to be getting a lot of education.
You're going to be familiar with doing a lot of manual route and points of interest.
A few weeks before I leave, I'll be getting with you guys to give me some pointer what to do, okay?
Sounds good. And also, you can submit your points of interest. So we'd have the, whatever you, if you want to, of course, for the collective user POI.
Okay. Sure. Everything I do is, I'm usually pretty open. I'm not that kind of person that has to be private. I should get some, I'll get some points to Romania. That'd be an unusual one. Yeah, I'll be doing that.
Pretty cool. And, you're like me. I just record a point of interest and put it in.
A few weeks before I leave, I'll get with you and then maybe try to get some pointers so I'll already kind of brush up on it, and then so when I do it now, you have to actually stop when you create a user point, right?
It's best to stop so that your GPS catches up to you.
Okay. I don't know how many I'll be putting in there, but I'll put some in.
Sounds cool.
Maybe by the time they get on a barrel note line of product, when that time comes and they're going to change their C from C4 to C6. Maybe there'd be a C7, and they'll jump right to that one. I'm really looking forward to that. I just hope they don't say, well, you know, you're gonna have to buy a new unit in order to have that software.
Well, I will say this, and your guess is as good as mine, but I will say this as far as the past goes. When they went from 2.12 to 4.2, they did it with the Classic.
Yeah, I had the Classic. Mm-hmm. I don't mind if they say, oh, turn it in, and we have to increase the memory in it, and then upload some new chip in it. That's fine. Because it's pretty expensive to just go and get a new whole new product all over again. Yeah, go. Let's hope. Let's kind of keeping my finger crossed there.
Yep, time will tell.
Chris, you want that, want me to give you that website so you can take a look at it?
Sure, send me an email with it.
CRIST at CenderaGroup.com, right?
CHRIS.
Okay. And you go to Blind Cool Tech and listen to it. The guy doesn't, look for July 14th. Then there, then convert text to speech. When you go in there, you have to actually download it and then put it in a folder and then unzip it in that folder. Then you get that Pugin, that other one instead, and then you copy that. And when you open that other folder, say 1 of 12, then you just paste that other in there, and then you have 13 of 12, 1 of 13. And you get stuck, just give me a holler. And I listened to that today, and I went ahead and I said, wow. And then when I did this all, I said, wow, this is awesome.
Sounds pretty cool. Well, I think I'm going to take off for the night.
I don't blame you. There's nothing going on here tonight. It'll be hot in here when you'll be busy next week, man, when that 4.0 come out.
That's what we're hoping for.